Welcome to The Pragmatic Pagan. Here we explore an inclusive pagan path via science-based witchcraft, no deities included. With a focus on nature and energy, this spiritual practice is centered on lunar tides and seasonal cycles. Check the link tree in the bio for lots of great resources. Merry meet all. This podcast is recorded on the homeland of the Duwamish people, and more broadly, the Coast Salish people, as well as many other indigenous tribes that make their home here in the Pacific Northwest of America, past, present, and future. As a spiritual being and steward of this land that I call home, I feel honored with the responsibility of caring for this piece of our planet. Please take a moment to join me in honoring the original stewards of the land on which you are residing, and a moment of gratitude for the earth itself and the bounty it provides. Please join me in words that work for you. To the ancestors that hold this ground, and for those spirits yet to come, may you fill me with guidance as I learn my place as a steward of this land and its creatures. In the gift of this role, I hold gratitude for all that surrounds me, for the water which cleanses me, for the earth's fruit which nourishes me, for the air that breathes life, for the fire that warms as it burns, and for the divine cosmos within. I am a child of the universe, at one with the trees and the stars. May the tides of the moon fill me with silver and the sunbeams tint me in gold. From light to dark, from birth to death, spring to winter, new moon to full, and back again. It is a beautiful world, one worth protecting. This I will. As within, so without. As above, so below. As I am, so mote it be. The Pragmatic Pagan participates in Real Rent Duwamish as a way to compensate for the land that was stolen through violence and broken land treaties. I encourage you to look into and participate in Real Rent programs that support Indigenous communities in your area. I also encourage you to take an active stance in environmental issues, both at home and worldwide. Our planet needs its stewards, now more than ever. It can be as simple as picking up trash in your neighborhood, using less water, and buying local goods. Check out the link tree in the bio for more great ways to connect with our planet and give back. Hey there, you are in season one. Before the better mic, so just a heads up on the sound quality. You may need to adjust your volumes or settings. Thanks for your patience. In this inaugural episode, I want to take just a moment to give you a sense of what it means to me to be a pragmatic pagan. I've been practicing for about 20 years since that tumultuous age of 12, brought into the realm by an influx of witchcraft taking over pop culture in the mid-90s, and from sneaking witchcraft books out of my sister's bedroom. Thanks, Jamie. Little did I know that my family roots actually went a bit deeper. Over the years, though, I did explore a variety of religions and spiritual practices. Let me say there is no right answer. Again, and with emphasis, there is no right answer. Only what works best for you. To each their own. You do you. Personally, I've always loved nature and even more so space. The stars, the moon, the planets were always a part of my dreams. Even on a more practical level, I dreamed of being an astronaut while learning to read astrology charts and do tarot in high school. The commingling of earth and space sciences with what I was learning about witchcraft seemed an easy connect. That being said, I found myself continuously drawn and returning to the practice of witchcraft throughout my life.
There are a lot of discussions about what is or isn't witchcraft, but for the sake of this podcast, let us say that witchcraft is the practice of energy manipulation to manifest intent. Again, the practice of energy manipulation to manifest intent. We know through science lens that energy exists in a variety of forms, and we are still continuously shifting the paradigm about what we know of how energy exists and interacts among the various dimensions of our reality. The science is always growing, and I encourage you to do some research. While you're hitting that research, dig in about witchcraft. You'll learn that there really is no one-size-fits-all belief practice that goes with it. It's as though the practice of witchcraft is separate from the belief systems that incorporate it. And let's also be clear that the term pagan just refers to a set of beliefs outside of the dominant world religion. There are as many types of pagans as there are flowers or stars, each unique. In my case, as a nature-based pagan, my spiritual practices focus more on the ebb and flow of the natural tides and scientific principles than it does on divinity. Of note, though, this is still a spiritual practice, which means not everything has scientific proof. In my case, I feel energy all around us, and my knowledge in science only reinforces that understanding. My belief uses science as a starting point to possible realities. There is always a leap of faith and maybe a little bit of magic. But we do know that energy can be manipulated, changed, moved, collected, grounded, released, shaped, but never created or destroyed. When you know that, when you pull it in and gather the energy, tune it to your will and release it, you are manifesting your intent in the world. You become a change maker. You are casting a spell. As always, thanks for listening to A Pragmatic Pagan. Please join me next time for more practical ways to bring your inner witch to everything you do. Find me on social media for questions or thoughts, on Twitter, at Pagan Pragmatic, or on Facebook, A Pragmatic Pagan. As above, so below, until we marry meet again.